This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe celebrates Black History Month during the month of February with a series of events featuring speakers from industry, literature, research, and the arts. ULM Vice President for Student Affairs, Dr. Wayne Brumfield, joins me now to talk about them. Dr. Brumfield, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about why Black History Month is important and why it's an important celebration during the month of February.
You know, Jay, we talk about history a lot, founding of the United States of America, the contributions that Black people, African Americans, played in the development, the founding of what this great country is today, and that celebration, if you will. We like to use the term celebration because it's a celebration of the arts. It's a celebration of music, politics, even religion, a celebration of where those former slaves who came to these shores through their slavery and emancipation and eventually their civil rights. All of those things we celebrate and we remember because it's only in this country, only in America, that things like that people can rise above where they started. And so this celebration of Black history, of African American history, however you'd like to frame it, is the celebration of people. And it's people from all walks of life who have contributed to the development of and the growth of individuals in this great country. We try to honor those legacies and remember them because as we look back and we look back on our country, I think it's only here that we see freedom as it really should be, where you rise above the expectations that others may have for you. And we develop that in the consciousness of not only African Americans, but all Americans.
So how do you see that fitting into the broader picture of American history and really, I guess, the achievement of the American dream?
Yeah, the American dream, I think, has always been a dream for all people in this country. You have an opportunity to gain education. You have an opportunity, and we're the only country in the world where any person can get an education, whether it's technical, all the way up through a PhD, scientific. It's that freedom and those choices that we have in this nation that we can develop and rise up and raise our standard of living for our families and our future families. So I think this, when we talk about Black history, that's what we talk about. And we look back on all of our families and all of those families who rose from slavery to freedom.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the celebration over the course of the month of February here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Tell me a little bit about how you work to put together the programming for this month.
Typically, I will start planning around October of every year because I'm trying to locate ULM alum who are working in different parts of the country. And I think they have gained knowledge and information from this institution, and we'd like for them to come back, share it with our students, share it with the community. On our list of programming this February, we have some great speakers, and I think I would love to have all of the community come in and just fill the place up because I think these young men and women who will be speaking will bring their experiences back. You know, for example, on Monday, Ernest Cubitt will be speaking on the construction industry, for example. Ernest was an 83 graduate, an 87 graduate of ULM, and he's been in the construction business for 30 years. He's now general manager at Texas Industries in Dallas, and, you know, what more can you ask to have someone with that kind of experience coming back, sharing it with our students? You know, the job market is shrinking. It's contracting. So having these kinds of individuals come and speak to provide our students with information, because you know, Jay, we live where information is in all places for all times. It's at your fingertips. And so I want our students in the community to experience what this young man had and how ULM propelled him to the position that he is in today.
I think that's one of the things that's fascinating about the programming is that it's free. It's for the community as well as for students. But then nearly all of your speakers and your presenters have some tie to the university.
They do. We have another gentleman, Ernest Hill. He's an author. Ernest Hill has published, I think, 7 books now. And he lives in Oak Grove, Louisiana. Came here as a student, played football here, and went on to do other things. But, you know, Ernest is going to bring his knowledge of writing. At one point, I met him back about 15 years ago as a scholar in residence at Southern University in Baton Rouge, and not knowing that he and I would cross paths again right here in Northeast Louisiana. So it's kind of an exciting time to have someone of his stature who, as we say, live right down the road, come back to speak here at the university.
What kind of inspiration do you hope people will come away with attending any one of these events?
You know, my hope is that the community, our students, faculty, and staff who attend the events will come away with a sense of the accomplishments of the individual that just presented to them, their life's works, what they're doing in their field, like Ernest in construction, Ernest Hill in literary circles. We've got Dr. Donald Wayne Smith, who will be speaking next week. He was one of the first African Americans to graduate from this institution, 1967. And I think just hearing his experiences back in 1967 as one of a few black students on campus here, what was that like? You know, and I think it's going to be exciting to sit and listen to his experience and everything that he gained as a student here and moving on to become a school administrator, a teacher, a coach, a businessman. So I hope the community will come away with that sense of the accomplishment of that person and what they contributed back to the community.
Dr. Wayne Brumfield is the Vice President for Student Affairs here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Brumfield, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Jay.
Black History Month is celebrated throughout the month of February here on the ULM campus. If you go to the ULM website, ulm.edu, in the news section, there's a complete listing.